Welcome back to another episode of Tech Talk. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of blockchain technology, focusing on a cutting-edge project called Anoma. If you've ever wondered how decentralized systems are built and what it takes to contribute to them, then you're in for a treat. First off, what is Anoma? Well, it's a protocol designed to provide a robust framework for building decentralized applications. Think of it as the backbone for creating environments where privacy and security are paramount. Today, we'll explore some of its core functionalities, development processes, and how you can get involved in this exciting project. Let's start with the architecture of Anoma. The developers behind it have been sharing their vision on research forums, discussing the evolution of its codebase. This involves analyzing architectural decisions that shape how the system is structured. It's like constructing a house. If the foundation isn't solid, the rest of the building could crumble. So what are some of the key components that make up Anoma's structure, and how do those components work together to ensure a seamless experience for users? Now, a crucial aspect of Anoma's development is its bi-weekly release schedule. This means that contributors are continuously merging new code and innovations into the project. It's kind of like a never-ending hackathon, where developers are consistently pushing the envelope. I'm curious, what are some of the challenges and rewards that come with this kind of rapid development cycle? Speaking of development, whether you're a seasoned developer or just someone intrigued by the tech, getting started with Anoma isn't as daunting as it might seem. If you're a Mac user, for instance, you'll need to install some dependencies like Apple's command line tools and OpenSSL. For Windows folks, you'll need Visual Studio build tools, among others. It's a bit of a process, but once you set everything up, it's similar to assembling a puzzle. Fitting the right pieces in becomes easier the more you do it. Also, let's not forget about Docker images. Anoma leverages Docker for creating consistent development environments. So, imagine being able to run any application in a seamless, isolated environment, no matter what operating system you're using. How cool is that? This kind of flexibility is vital in making development more accessible, especially for those who are less experienced. Now, if errors occur during the setup, don't worry. The community has documented some known issues, especially related to package compilations like NACL and Cairo. These can pop up because the Rust compiler can be a bit finicky. But fear not, there are workarounds, like tweaking your Rust toolchain to ensure compatibility. This is where community forums become invaluable, turning problems into solutions collaboratively. Before we wrap up today's exploration into Anoma, I want to encourage anyone interested in coding, protocol design, or blockchain technology to jump in. Whether you're contributing in small ways or are eager to dive deep, every bit helps in propelling the project forward. There's a strong culture of welcoming contributions, and with bi-weekly releases, your work can quickly make an impact. As we conclude, let's reflect on the richness of technologies like Anoma, which combine complexity with community spirit. What roles do you think open source projects like this play in shaping the future of technology? What exciting innovations do you envision could arise from such collaborative efforts? Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Tech Talk. Join us next time as we continue to explore the ever-evolving landscape of technology. And remember, stay curious.